Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Andrew, Zonlock, and companions. St. Andrew, Zonlock, a Catholic convert ordained to the priesthood, was one of 117 people martyred in Vietnam. Between 1820 and 1862. Members of the Companions group gave their lives for Christ. In the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries, and received beatification during four different occasions between 1900 and 1951. All were canonized during the papacy of Pope St. John Paul II. Christianity came to Vietnam through the Portuguese. Jesuits opened the first permanent mission at Da Nang in 1615. They ministered to Japanese Catholics who had been driven from Japan. Several persecutions were launched at least three times in the 19th century. During the six decades after 1820, between 100,000 and 300,000 Catholics were killed or subjected to hardship. Foreign missionaries martyred in the first wave includes priests of the Paris Mission Society and Spanish Dominican priests. In 1832, the Emperor of Vietnam banned all foreign missionaries and tried to make all Vietnamese deny their faith by trampling on a crucifix. Like the priest holds in Ireland, during English persecution, many hiding places were offered in homes of the faithful. Persecution broke out again in 1847 when the emperor suspected foreign missionaries and Vietnamese Christians of sympathizing with a rebellion led by one of his sons. The last of the martyrs were 17 laypersons, one of them a 9-year-old, executed in 1862. In that year, a treaty with France guaranteed religious freedom to Catholics, but it did not stop all persecution. By 1954, there were over a million Catholics, about 7% of the population, in the North. Buddhists represented about 60%. Persistent persecution forced some 670,000 Catholics to abandon lands, homes, and possessions and flee to the South. In 1964, there were still 833,000 Catholics in the North, but many were in prison. In the South, Catholics were enjoying the first decade of religious freedom in centuries, their numbers swelled by refugees. During the Vietnamese War, Catholics again suffered in the North and again moved to the South in great numbers. Now reunited, the entire country is under communist rule. Tertullian, one of the second century ecclesiastical writers, wrote that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church, implying that a martyr's willing sacrifice of their lives leads to the conversion of others. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 says, "When he broke open the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slaughtered because of the witness they bore to the word of God." And Revelation chapter 6, verse 11 says, "And there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, would be completed also." And then Revelation chapter 2, verse 10 says, "Do not be afraid of anything that you are going to suffer. Indeed, the devil will throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will face an ordeal for 10 days. Remain faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." And that's a promise our Lord offers and gives to those who remain loyal to him despite these great persecutions. And Lord, we thank you for the courage and strength of St. Andrew Zoon Lock and his companions and the Vietnamese people who stood by their faith. We thank you for their love for you, Lord. And Lord, we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Dear God, please give them strength when they are weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they are afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they feel alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they feel that when they are in turmoil. Amen. Stand strong and hold on. Greetings and peace to you as you prepare to go out into the world in service. Be excited to know that you do as people are loved. The church is truly blessed to have them as a witness of faith, and we have no doubt that as the Spirit dances through them, great things will happen. Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love. Raise up worthy ministers for your altars and ardent but gentle servants of the gospel. Grant this to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A good seminarian strives to deepen his prayer life and makes that intimate time with the Lord the priority of his daily, of his day, Mass, lector, silent contemplation, and the liturgy of the hours are all important elements of the daily routine for a seminarian. And St. Charles Borromeo, patron of seminarians, was a leading voice of internal reform in the church, stamping out the selling of indulgences and many other abuses. He believed these problems stemmed from ignorant clergy, so he established many seminaries and instituted Sunday school classes for the laity. And so the priestly formation program is centered around the four pillars of priestly formation. The formation is developed through four aspects: human, spiritual, intellectual, and pastoral. Pray for the seminarians, our seminarians. And we pray for our bishop, Archbishop Naumann. Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift that bishops are to the church. We ask you to bless all our bishops as they carry out the work of leading your church. You have given your church the gift of bishops who have the authority to lead your people. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace them with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion as they continue to take up their role as our pastor and teacher. May they be a shepherd after your own heart, who will walk in your ways and with loving care watch over your people. The work of the bishops in your church is a difficult one, and bishops face many problems as they try to lead your people faithfully. Some bishops must deal with a lot of division among the people of their diocese over many issues, and bishops must rely on your help, Lord, to navigate through this division. And so, Lord, we ask you to assist all bishops of your church, and we particularly ask today that you help all bishops who are dealing with problems of division in their diocese. And Lord, we ask, Lord, to give them courage to stand up for the deposit of faith handed on to them coming from the apostles, that they are the successors of the apostles. And so, Lord, we pray for our priests. So important, Lord, that our leaders stand up for that deposit of faith. And we thank you, Lord, for the Catholic Church today, which we receive the sacraments, the means to receive you in the Eucharist, Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity, and to go to Mass. And to go to confession for those who have gone astray, to have a means to return. Prodigals, we pray for the prodigals, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for loving us as we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer. Joy is love. Joy is strength. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus and put Jesus always on their lips so that he is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart, so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. And we must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. And we pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal high priest, who is Lord forever and ever. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And the deeds you do may be the only sermon persons will hear today. Pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today that they will be loyal to the deposit of faith and not cow down to the emergence of ancient paganism, restoring death of children and perversion. So, Lord, we pray for holy marriage, the sacrament of marriage, that parents will lead their children, teach them, and bring them up in our holy Catholic faith your way, Lord. And we pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayer. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom, and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world, and we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. And through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas and Saint Andrew Thornlock and his companions, and Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. Lord, you are our children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And Lord, I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children, no plague would come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And Lord, I call upon you. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. And Father, Heavenly Father, I pray for the protection of our children, and our grandchildren. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for the end of abortion. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed from this life, and pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. And I pray in hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, Lord. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for those who have had hardship through the Ukraine and through Palestine. We pray for those who are held hostage. We pray for those who have been murdered by terrorists, by Hamas. Lord, we pray for what's happening in Israel and Palestine and Syria. Lord, we pray for peace. We pray for the end of terrorism and Hamas. Grant rest, eternal rest granted to them, Lord. And let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with His peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Heavenly Father, hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones, Lord, left behind, to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their home, in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be experiencing at this time. And Lord, may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And Lord, we pray for those who are, we lift up to you, Lord, the prodigals. And we thank you, Lord, for loving them more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America, Lord. We pray for America and for our soldiers and veterans. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. And may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, Lord, leading them from darkness to light. We pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for those who are resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and the joy of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in the hospital, those who are in the hospitals, Lord. We pray that the hospital setting will be a place of healing and hope for all there. We pray for our doctors and nurses. We pray for our police officers and our first-line responders, our EMTs. We pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we can come to you and pray that you have, that you love us this much.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word that flesh illuminates the light. Please remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my soul. And though you sinned, I'll never let you go. You keep holding on to this cross, keep holding.
And through your love, Lord, you raise us up.
And I am still waiting.
as your children, we can call God our Father, Abba, Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mother Mary. I love you, Saint Joseph, my guardian angel.
Like this, the fourth.
Sneak peek for tomorrow. Will be Saint Catherine of Alexandria. That is our sneak peek for tomorrow as we stand in the gap tomorrow with Catherine of Alexandria. And so that will be tomorrow. And so at this point in time, you've been praying and listening with Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Zone Lock and Companions. And we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. We thank you, Lord, for their prayers for us as they glorify your name and sing your praise. We thank you, Lord, for their prayers for us, the church triumphant, praying for the church militant, as we pray for the church suffering, the poor souls in purgatory. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, giving us your grace. And we pray for America. We pray, and I pray for those out here in deeper truth land, Lord, that your grace will be sufficient and shine upon them with your grace and peace this day. As we, some are coming home or driving home after Thanksgiving, and so just, Lord, I ask for their safety to get home as we begin again tomorrow. As we close today, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Good day. God bless.